All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, it's exciting to be back.
I'm pumped for this one.
You too.
This is one that we get asked about a lot.
Why are you?
You know, with the popularity of these GLP-1 medications like Ozempic,
yeah.
Wegovy, all these things, people are finding a lot of success with them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're wondering, okay, what happens when I want to come off of these medications? And we found this really interesting program called Finish Line Weight Loss and Wellness.
Yeah.
And they have some thoughts about that very topic.
Absolutely. And it's a really important topic because a lot of people are, you know, are thinking about this.
Right.
And wondering, you know, how do I come off these safely and effectively?
Yeah. So let's just start at the beginning.
Okay.
You know, how do these GLP-1 medications work in the first place?
So these medications work by mimicking a hormone that regulates your appetite.
Got it.
And blood sugar levels.
Okay.
And so when you stop taking them, your body needs time to adjust and start producing that hormone naturally again.
Oh, okay. So it's not just like you just stop taking it and everything's fine.
Right.
There are things you need to be prepared for.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the biggest challenges is the potential for increased appetite. You know, think about it. Your body has been used to lower levels of that hunger hormone.
Mm-hmm.
So when you stop the medication, those cravings can come back.
Yeah, oh no.
And with a vengeance sometimes.
Like, remember all that food we weren't eating before?
Yes, exactly.
I want it now.
Yeah, you know, your stomach is like, hey, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, you also have to consider the potential metabolic changes.
Okay.
You know, GLP-1 medications help regulate blood sugar.
Right.
And so when you stop there, your metabolism might slow down a bit.
Makes sense.
Which can make it harder to maintain weight loss.
Okay, so there's a real strategy involved.
Yes.
When you're coming off of these medications.
Yeah.
This isn't something to be taken lightly.
It's not fear.
And so that's where this Finish Line program kind of comes into play.
Yeah, they've developed a really specialized program for transitioning people off of GLP-1 medications.
Oh.
And the really cool thing is they emphasize this holistic approach.
I like that.
Yes. So it's not just about the number on the scale.
Right.
It's really about overall well-being.
I was looking at their website.
Yes.
And they have this 90-day anti-inflammatory and metabolic reset program.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
This is a really key part of their approach.
Okay.
It's based on the understanding that when you come off GLP-1 medications, your body can be more sensitive to inflammation.
Now, why is that? Why is inflammation such a big deal?
Well, inflammation can really trigger weight regain and disrupt your hormone balance, making it harder to keep the weight off long term.
Got it.
So this program is designed to minimize those effects.
So how do they do that?
Well, one of the core strategies is gradual tapering of the medication. So instead of stopping abruptly, they work with you to reduce your dosage slowly over time.
So what does that look like? What's a typical tapering schedule?
It can vary, you know, depending on the individual and the specific medication they're on.
Yeah.
But it could involve reducing the dosage, you know, by a certain percentage each week or every other week.
Okay.
Over a period of several weeks or even months.
So slow and steady wins the race.
Exactly.
Okay, so gradual reduction is key.
Yes.
What else is part of this?
Another big focus is dietary adjustments.
Okay, we were talking about inflammation before.
Right.
What kinds of foods do we need to look out for?
So they help you identify and eliminate inflammatory foods that can really sabotage your progress.
Like what? Give me some examples.
So things like processed foods, sugary drinks, excessive unhealthy fats, things like that.
Yeah, nobody needs that stuff anyway.
Right, exactly.
So if we're taking those things out, what are we putting in?
So they really emphasize balanced meals, packed with nutrients that fight inflammation and support your metabolism.
Oh.
So, you know, healthy fats from avocados and nuts, complex carbs from whole grains and veggies, lean protein from fish and beans, and of course, plenty of fruits.
I mean, this sounds delicious.
It's about nourishing your body with good stuff.
And it sounds doable, too. It's not like super restrictive.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so, you know, we're taking care of ourselves. We're eating well.
Mm-hmm.
But weight loss isn't just about the food, right?
Absolutely not.
It's a mental game, too.
Yeah, it's a huge mental game.
Yeah.
And that's why Finish Line also incorporates behavioral and psychological support.
Oh.
They teach techniques for mindful eating.
Okay.
Helping you become more aware of your hunger cues and avoid emotional eating.
Oh, yeah. Emotional eating.
Which can be a real struggle when you're transitioning off these medications.
When you're stressed out.
Exactly.
Oh, man. I know all about that.
Yeah, and they also incorporate stress management techniques.
Okay.
Because stress plays a huge role in our eating habits. One of the things that they recommend is a simple breathing exercise.
Okay, I'm listening.
You sit comfortably, close your eyes.
Okay.
And you take a slow, deep breath in counting to four. Hold it for a count of four, and then slowly exhale for another count of four.
I already feel more relaxed.
It's amazing what a few deep breaths can do.
Yeah. Might have to do that later today.
It's a great way to calm your nervous system and just kind of refocus.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So Finish Line also talks about the importance of setting realistic expectations.
Yes.
You're not necessarily going to stay at the exact same weight that you were
right
when you were on the medication.
They're very upfront that some weight regain is possible
okay
when transitioning off of GLP-1s.
That makes sense.
And it's really not about chasing a number on the scale, but about building sustainable, healthy habits for the long term.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly.
So all this is guided by Bonnie Crossley.
Yes.
The founder of Finish Line. And she has like 10 years of experience in this field.
She does. She's amazing.
And she's helped people with all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, not just the GLP-1 medications, but I was reading that she's helped clients reduce or eliminate other medications like metformin,
yes,
lisinopril, Lipitor.
Really highlights those broader health benefits.
Yeah, this is about really getting to the root of the problem.
Absolutely.
Not just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Exactly.
So the takeaway here is that transitioning off of these GLP-1 medications is something that requires a real plan.
Yes, a thoughtful plan.
You got to address both the physical and the mental aspects of it.
Yeah, it's about empowering yourself.
Love that.
To take control of your health and well-being.
So for all of you out there listening, you know, if you are thinking about coming off of these medications, or even if you're just curious, what is something that you can do today, right now, to start taking control of your health?
Yeah, just a small step.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
No, just something small.
But what's a small step that you can take?
To reduce inflammation and improve your well-being.
Yeah, because those small steps really do add up over time.
They really do.
All right, and as always, if you have a stack of sources
yes
that you would like us to take a look at.
We love those.
For a future deep dive, you know where to find us.
We're just a click away.
We will see you next time.
See you later.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.